a spill at one of Michigan's nuclear power plants. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Everything's back to normal at the Fermi 2 nuclear power plant in southeast Michigan after a spill last week. A drain valve for a filtering system failed, and 100,000 gallons of slightly radioactive cooling water overflowed a holding tank. The water contaminated the shoes and outer clothing of some plant workers, but no one was harmed. DTE Energy owns and operates Fermi 2. Guy Cirillo is with DTE. He says most of the water was contained inside the plant, but about 100 gallons of that water escaped through a bathroom drain into the Monroe County sewer system. He says some sewage outside the plant had trace amounts of radiation, but he says it was well below federal limits.
There's absolutely no danger to the public or to plant employees, even who responded to the overflow. Absolutely no danger whatsoever.
Cirillo says all of the drain valves have been replaced.
We're very confident that a larger amount could not escape from the site. There are all kinds of precautions in place.
The Fermi plant had been shut down since late October for routine refueling and maintenance. The plant is now back up and running at about 60% power. This incident at Fermi 2 is considered so minor that it did not violate any federal safety laws or policies. But the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission is aware of this event, and NRC inspectors have been following up on it. Victoria Mittling is with the NRC. DTE Energy says this release of radioactive water was tiny and of absolutely no risk to human health. Are they right?
Yes. This incident did not affect equipment that was related to operating the plant safely. The radiation levels were very low in the water. Plant workers did not get exposed. There was a little bit of radiation on their shoes, but that type of radiation cannot get inside the body. And in terms of there being a small amount of radioactivity in the sewage, that amount was below NRC's regulatory limits.
DTE measured a radioactivity of 0.0007 millirems in the sewage. That was a few yards from the plant. And DTE says that dropped to non-detectable levels in the sewage system long before reaching populated areas. How does that level of radioactivity that DTE measured compare to naturally occurring background radiation that we're exposed to on a daily basis?
You know, everybody gets dental x-rays, right? And when you get a dental x-ray, you get 2 millirem of radiation. So the amount measured in the sewer was 1/2000th approximately of what you would get in a dental x-ray.
How do we know that this kind of thing won't happen again at a higher level that might be a problem for people?
Fermi has not had even low level, you know, problems or findings, you know, that NRC identified or the plant identified. So, you know, the plant is operating safely, it's operating well, and, you know, there are, you know, we're not guaranteed anything, I suppose.
Victoria Mittling is with the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.